I had a couple of other experiences like that when I would do like career talks, and some of the I did a couple of the junior colleges in Dallas, and explaining to like the graduating class in the art department, what I did for a living, give them an idea of the various professions that you can have if you get a degree in art. It's kind of sad now to get a degree in art. What are you going to do? Teach? That's about it. Unless you're a fine artist, and that's, you might as well be a professional basketball player if you can do that, because a very small percentage of people make a living doing that. But after I finished one of my presentations, this girl came up to me, and I had noticed during the talk that her eyes got bigger and bigger and bigger. And she came up to me afterwards and she said, "I think you said something about hiring people for freelance during Christmas to help with the Christmas decorations." I said, yeah, we do. We maybe hire two or three people to come and help us because it's a lot to do. And she said, "I want to do that." I said, "Okay, come give me your resume." Within a year, that girl was in New York working at Macy's in visual. And she was like, "If I had not heard that talk you gave, I don't know what I'd be doing." It was really, once again, that was a much smaller scale success story, but I helped her figure out what she wanted to do with her life. And it's not like I didn't pave the way. I opened the door. And people credit me. I was like, "Hey, all I did was introduce you to the opportunity. It was up to you to fill in the blanks and make it yours." And I'm just glad that I was able to make the connection. So it's, I love those kinds of stories. And